Welcome to the pod. Wow. Look at this. That is not. I am
Carter. Boston Carter.
Hey,
Nick Moraldo. Hey. Nicky Skates.
Hey, good to be here, Paul.
Here with me here. Ty had a doctor's appointment he had to get to.
Yeah.
And that is not the normal cowboy man that you normally see. No, that is Bruce Broad.
What's going on?
Owner of the Broadfod. What was the reaction from the Broadfod? I will say I have never been so bummed out to not be here last week.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
And I missed the Broadfod. So what's the reaction been? Good, I assume.
Honestly, you would have been checking me so much that it may have just derailed the whole thing.
True, it might have ruined it.
It was certainly an experience.
Yeah, it was a mix.
It was out of body.
We saw some sides of Bruce that I'm not sure we've ever seen before.
It was some mixed reaction, but you know, a lot of positive feedback, which I appreciate.
It didn't seem like there was anyone in the middle.
Everyone
either, wow, I fucking love Bruce Brown, or this guy fucking sucks. Don't ever do this again.
What?
Which is what you want.
That is what you want. Yeah. You want to be polarized.
What was the broad fod?
Just me.
That is Evan Foxy. Hold on. Let's not just chime
when
in.
Get here?
Mitt McMahon not here today for the pod. Also had an appointment, but we are being filled in by, I mean.
Talk about a skeleton crew.
Yeah. Talk about a Hall of Fame crew. We got Evan Foxy on the ones and twos.
Yeah, thanks for having me, boys.
Meeting the cameras. Fox, great to have you. What'd you ask?
What's the broad pod? What's the difference?
It was basically me hosting and in control of what was in the folder itself.
Yeah, Bruce was the curator of our journey last week.
Yeah. Bruce sends a lot of stuff in.
And we don't use any of it.
And it doesn't, that's not true. That's not true. It doesn't get used often. I mean, the first video that we're going to start with videos today, people. Hold on to your hats. I know a lot of people
morning.
Just drop their phones in shock.
Whoa!
But we will be. And it is a Bruce original. But yeah, the Broadfod Foxy, Bruce had the reins. He had the pen, if you will. He had the book. He had everything. And everyone else was just a passenger on the Broadfod Express. And
indeed.
Turns out it was 50-50, split right down the middle.
Good on you, Bruce. I think you'd take those numbers. 50-50 is good.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
It
could
be
way worse than that.
I think viewership was down about 55%.
No,
it's okay. It's been down for years. Gump is also in the back with Viva Lucido.
Brother
Gump.
Yeah.
How are you feeling, Brother Gump?
Brother, good weekend, brother. Good week in Vegas, brother.
It was good. Vegas is a fun town.
Awesome.
It was very kind to us.
Awesome.
Very kind. What was your favorite part, Gump?
I just like, you know me, I just like hanging out with the lads, gambling, boozing.
Blood.
That's kind of just, those three things are what I need in life.
I couldn't agree more.
And I might go back when we have our time off by myself.
I might go to the casino around here tonight. That's how I'm feeling.
You got
after.
The itch?
Wow.
Yeah, the Bellagio is just where I needed to go my whole life, and now I've finally gone.
how do you do?
So I...
Whoa.
The hell was that?
That was us hitting the slots.
That's the bad boy.
That's
the bad boy.
Making money.
Did anyone play a slot machine?
Yeah.
No, I did not. Zito, how was it?
I did the NFL one that was in the around the corner from our booth.
Oh, sweet.
Oh yeah.
I didn't win.
You don't say.
Okay. So there's still
what was
money.
Popping out of there? Jerseys?
Nothing.
No money.
Really?
It was a sanctioned thingy.
Real coin.
It was real, brother.
Yeah, it was real coin, brother.
Shoot.
How'd you do the Bellagio? Just blackjack?
Just blackjack for me. I believe I started with $500, ran it up all the way to a solid $3,500.
Damn.
Nice night.
That's a lot of winning hands.
Carlos came out.
Approaching $4,000.
Oh, Carlos is the cooler.
Yeah, and then we got rope-a-dope by, a dealer swap. Carlos came in, was the sweeper. I was pressing pretty good. We were chasing. Ty and I were egging each other on. We were just a recipe for disaster. Probably went 1 for 6 on $500 hands.
Oh, okay.
But I had so much fun, even though I lost it all back.
That's gambling, baby.
Yeah. Dana White is correct. You just have to stop playing.
Yeah.
When
you watch me do that on roulette spins, a couple $200 roulette spins, just 1 for about 5 right there.
Nice.
Right in the teeth. Just take it right in the teeth.
Yeah, that is the that's the tough part about gambling is the losing aspect of it. It is not fun.
There was one time when we were on the roulette table, Chuck came up, and I was like, I have this $100 chip. What should I do with it? He told me to do the whole, like, Pat, Peyton Manning thing, red 18. It was 17.
No.
It was close, yeah.
Yeah.
Very
no,
close.
I always put
no
on 18.
Way.
So I have my numbers. Do you guys have numbers that you always throw on?
Yeah, lately I'm more of an outside player. You know, I maybe go second 12, maybe third 12, black, whatever it may be. But, you know, if I do go inside, there's obviously some numbers. Like I always hit 16. I always hit 19. Love 17. 10's a good one, 2.
Ooh.
And I like to get up into the 30s a little bit because they seem to come up a lot.
I do, yeah. So I'll try and put one in each section. Usually I go 3 in each section.
I've never done the
– smart, I feel like.
So Nick's a big by the – was it the triples or the tri? The third part of the board.
Section,
third
12.
Yeah, second 12, third 12.
Yeah, I've never done it before. That is a power move.
Yeah, that one is the most difficult to me. I don't understand that one at all. Same with the with like the rows, where like instead of the thirds, you can do the rows of numbers.
So, yeah, it's the same thing. Pays out 2-1, though, so it's nice.
Yeah, great payout. Nothing better. I think the best feeling in gambling, at least at a casino, is, and granted, I don't play craps, is when your number hits on a roulette.
Hard to beat.
What is the 20-1 on there?
No.
On a roulette 36. Table?
Yeah. 36 to 1.
You know what my favorite
worst
feeling
odds in the casino.
My favorite feeling of gambling is when you're at the blackjack table and then you know the dealer's going around and someone gets an ace and you get to be the one. Good luck on that ace. Good luck on that ace. Good. Me and Ty were doing it the entire time. It's the best part of blackjack.
So much fun. Blackjack I love the most because it gives you just the fallacy of control that you are you are somewhat
that's the best
in
odds.
Charge.
Is
of your own destiny.
What they say.
Poker, technically, because the house just takes a vig and then you're playing other humans. Yeah. So I think that technically is like it's game of skill, right? It's what they always say.
Yeah, game of skill. I mean, all of it is rage.
Best part of the trip for me, though, team dinner.
Yeah.
I love a good team dinner. Anywhere we go, it doesn't matter if we're going to Applebee's, if we're going somewhere nice or whatever. It is the best part.
And plus, when you got lobster money.
Yes, exactly. When your friend Johnny, as my friend Johnny, anytime you're in like a city like Vegas too, I feel like the dinners, and this isn't every city, but I feel like the dinners in Vegas are a very important part because they have so many nice ones.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
100%.
We actually got to go and experience nice restaurants, which I feel like is a part of Vegas that sometimes gets left out because
of very easily,
case.
Yeah. And then a lot of people.
There's only 3 good restaurants here.
Yeah. A lot of people just do the buffets, and some of the buffets are very good. Some are shit.
Really?
And then the restaurant scene is obviously phenomenal, but a lot of people. You know, just spend their time getting all boozed up and fucked up, and then just go to McDonald's on the strip. So you can really run it any which way you want. But the food scene is a bit underrated. In that
Vegas is just an absolute monster. Anything else? You guys watch True Detective?
I did not watch the new one yet.
Mm.
Get
good?
Home, brother.
Watch it. Fourth one was pretty crazy.
They start to really give you some stuff now.
Okay,
like now we know. Who's behind it?
Okay.
Also, do we all know it came out on Friday?
So I was not until Nick said that, and then I realized I forgot that HBO actually knows what they're doing, and they know.
Yeah,
that
I knew it came out early. I didn't know it was Friday, even. I just thought they put it out earlier today.
Oh, because it's Super Bowl.
Yeah. I'm going to watch it as soon as I get
it.
I actually started season 1, episode 1 of True Detective.
You lucky
son of a bitch. I actually just finished rewatching the first season. Let's talk about it.
I've heard it's one of the greatest seasons in all of shows.
By far.
Overrated.
Okay. Overrated.
That's just a moron.
Go ahead, Fox.
Well, I'm only on episode 1. Episode 1, I can tell it's a lot of setup, just trying to figure out what's going on. But the actors are great. I'm already hooked in because of the actors. So season 1 and season 2 don't coincide.
No, none of them do.
What about season 3?
Nope,
no.
None of them.
New realms.
Season
stories,
3,
different
the Vince Vaughn one.
I thought there was a sneaky one that's it's all somehow connected.
There's little things.
Little connections.
Yeah, 3's like, calling back to 1.
Yeah, but it's usually not relevant to the story that they're telling.
No, because even 4, even the one now is
this has been the most closely connected, which
can
is the little
Can I add on to Brother Fox's next episode real quick?
Brother.
Episode 2, you're going to love. All right, let's go. I'm ready for it.
Yeah, there's a scene.
There's a scene in there.
You're going to
enjoy.
Season 1 of True Detective is
it's awesome. It's amazing.
A lot of people credit that as being like the boom of TV because they got Harrelson and McConaughey, who were strictly at the time just fucking
movie stuff.
But for real though, there's a scene.
There's a scene in that show
where it's a continuous shot, and you'll watch it and be like, "Oh, this is fucking awesome."
I've heard about this.
It's the greatest scene ever shot. I would say.
And also, like I'm watching, McConaughey looks so young. Like, this wasn't filmed that long ago, I feel like.
The 2014, 2013? Because
Was it that long ago?
Yeah, because it was when Dallas Buyers Club came out, because that's why he was so skinny.
That makes sense now.
Yeah. It was a while ago. But keep going. I'm jealous that you get to watch that for the first time.
Yeah, I saw Ty tweet about it about a week ago, so I was like, all right, I got to try this one.
Yeah, it is fantastic.
The ending sucks, so just mentally prepare for that.
Oh, ending doesn't suck. Ending doesn't suck. Any bones to pick? I have one.
Oh, I got a fucking...
Okay, Gumpy, go on.
Well, you see, we got home Saturday.
6 a.m. Yeah.
After I dropped off Mitt and Talk, it was about 7 a.m. Mm-hmm. Pull in, go to go in my parking underground.
Holy shit, I forgot about this.
Swipe my card. Card is not working.
Oh, no.
I'm calling the people to come open it. There's two cars behind me. Like, telling me to hurry up, yelling at me what to do.
You couldn't ask Brother Carr to open it up from behind?
Brother, I was fucking half awake, brother. I was so tired, brother.
When you scan it, too, it only opens it for one car.
Oh, yes. Oh, I was running out of mana, brothers. Oh, and they called me, finally get in. I'm like, okay, this is fine. Yesterday, go to leave again. It's like 2 in the afternoon. Go to open it again. It fucking won't open again.
Oh, my.
And this lady pulls up right behind me, and she's literally screaming at me.
Oh, no.
Out her window.
What?
I'm, like, kind of hungover, kind of just tired, kind of just want to go fucking drive around and feel some fresh air in my beard, you know?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the lady just kept screaming, and the person on the phone wasn't really hurrying up at all, so, yeah. I finally got out, but it was not great.
Dude. I'm glad the sister didn't take your mono away.
Yeah, she tried. Brother.
That stuff drives me insane.
Dude, and it's like the underground part. Everything, I love the city way. Like, I love my apartment.
What apartment number are you?
Never mind. There's so many areas of the city way that it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
But for how big of a apartment building and everything it is, their parking and their mail rooms are—it's a disaster.
You told me they just fucking like steal packages.
They just throw it everywhere.
Dude. The mail—that
was dry. It's literally just a massive room.
That's crazy.
When you have a full-size mailbox.
So you were in a full panic when the lady's yelling at you.
Like, I mean, I wasn't.
It's
in
hard
a pan-
not to.
I wasn't panicking, but I was also like, "What do you want me to do, lady? Yeah. Like, I'm trying to get out. I don't want to be fucking stuck here." Behind this fucking thing, and I can't.
Yeah,
move.
It's always your choice to just sit there like an asshole and twiddle your thumbs at the head of a line.
She was literally like under the impression at 2 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon that I was just trying to get in everybody's way. Because what happened was she pulled up so tight behind me.
Oh, yeah, you're fucked.
The cars that were coming in couldn't get past her.
No way.
And she wouldn't move. So both lanes were fucking blocked, dude. It was a fucking scene.
Absolute mayhem.
Dude. What the hell happened? Is it your parking card or whatever?
Yeah, so I got an email today that because of NBA All-Star, they redid everybody's parking cards for no reason.
I mean,
at all.
I assume there's probably a smart reasoning behind it, but that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I got the email today that cards were going to be ruined, but I went, let's see if it works today. I just parked on the street.
You know what
night.
I need?
What's that?
I need a bone from Foxy.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of one. That's all I've been doing is thinking of one. I can't think of one.
I need a good old-fashioned Foxy soapbox stand.
All right. I got one, Foxy. Yeah. Why don't you think of one? Yep. We were talking about this, and it was actually in Vegas where I said, hey, make sure you guys remind me that I have a bone to pick. And I did not forget because it happened to me both yesterday and this morning already. Look, I understand that when it's your birthday, people tag you in stories and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And I also understand that if you don't repost those stories, some people may feel bad about not reposting it, which makes sense. I mean, it's social media.
You can also just like it.
Also true. You can like it. But someone might like think like, hey, I posted this story for your birthday. Like, repost it.
Trying to keep me on the low.
Yeah. When...
Brother.
And I'm not gonna like, specify this to any gender, whether it be male or female. But when people repost, like, 25 stories about their birthday... It just drives me insane, man. It fucking gets to me. And the worst part about the worst part about it is that, hey Connor, just skip, just flip to the next one.
Right. Very easy.
Stop,
flip
stop,
on
cl-
over.
Stop
Do
clicking.
You hate the notification at top?
Give flip it a swipe. It.
Hate the notification. I also get so far in where I think it might change, where it might be something else.
Nope.
Just more birthday photos. And again, I acknowledge the fact that you have, acknowledge him, and I acknowledge the fact that you do, thank you, Bruce, that you do have to add some of them. Like, I think there should be a limit to how many stories you can add in a, let's say, half hour.
This guy wants to limit my speech.
No, so no, I don't want to limit anyone's speech.
I will tell you this. No. Back in the day, Connor, there was Twitter jail. I don't know if there still is. And it's if you tweet too much.
Boom. They put you in Twitter jail.
Yeah. And that was a big thing. 8 hours off.
IG probably is the same thing with posting.
Yeah.
And they should do that with stories. And again, this isn't for any specific person. There's a multitude of people that I saw doing this, and it just it was a bone I had to pick. It grinded my gears.
How many frames is too many frames in general?
25.
But I even think got someone throwing up like 30 frames.
I even think 10 is a lot for the same thing. Okay, now having 10 or 20 stories of different things, have at it. But when it's the same thing, it's like, can't you go through them and be like, okay, I look great in this photo. I look great in this photo.
What if you look super sick in all of them?
Then you're in a bad spot. Then I don't envy your position. And if you look sick in that many photos consecutively, also, like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Like, no one looks good in that many photos. But if you do, hats off to you. And the other thing is you can post a couple and then post about your own birthday. Like, I think that's the move. Hey, I'm going to share a couple of these on my story. Then I'm going to have a post thanking everybody. Like, that's the move. It's not 50 fucking stories, people. Okay? That's my bone.
You know what? I get it. Good because
bone.
Back
it's
in the Facebook
bone.
Days, if you
bone.
Logged into Facebook when
Boom.
It first fired up and it was a birthday, you were obligated to write
Had
one,
to.
Happy birthday. And then everyone wrote on your wall, happy birthday.
That was part of it.
And then, you know what I said? I said, I'm taking a stand. I'm not doing Facebook birthdays anymore.
Boom.
If I log in, and I'm worth, this was years ago.
Of course,
back when
Facebook.
It was a daily use app.
Yes.
Well, if I logged in there and saw it was someone's birthday that I cared about, I wasn't going to send a phony Facebook happy birthday.
No, no, no.
I pulled out my phone, I switched the app, and I texted them.
Text
them. Hey,
wow.
Happy birthday.
Exactly.
It meant that
like
much more.
Yeah, I agree. And the birthday thing was, it was like very prevalent. You'd log into Facebook right on the right side under notifications.
In high school, if you weren't getting like at least 45 happy birthdays on your wall, you were questioning everything.
Yeah, exactly.
I had a buddy. He
you
deleted
were a total
his account
freak.
Because he didn't, shout out Chris Larman, deleted his Facebook.
All he got was his godmother. Yeah.
He set a number, I forget what the number was, of happy birthdays. He didn't reach that number, deleted his account.
Yeah. Oh,
I respect
no.
the fuck.
See, that's a shame, yeah.
That's what got Facebook in the end, they said.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's the original dopamine maze that we now find ourselves wandering through forever.
Amen. Foxy, I gave you enough time to come up with one?
Yeah, I'll just give you one that's just been one of my bones for quite some time now because I couldn't think of one that maybe was recent.
That's
but
okay.
This one, I've had this since I was probably in high school, and it's when people can't take no for an answer, but it's specific, okay? Let's say we're all out. And we're eating food, and there's a big platter, and someone's like, hey, do you want this? No, I'm good. And then they go, hey, do you want this? No, I'm good. And then, why not? Why not? Here's this. Here's that. Food. This, that. Why don't you want any of that? Oh, is it because it's bad? Why don't you want this, this? And you just, it's like, no, I am just not hungry. I don't need anything. I don't need food right now. That is one of my big
households.
Yeah,
I know.
That's a big culture thing.
I know it is. Because one of my best friends, they're Middle Eastern. And if you say no to any of their food, the night's over.
My
you
grandma,
are
my
so
grandma
insulting.
Would have smacked the shit out of you.
Yeah. And it's grandma's. Exactly. Yeah. It is grandma's.
You know how much
every
Swiss
grand-
chard I'm eating in Croatia, brother?
Both my grandparents did it. Both my fiance. Everyone I know, their grandparents. Well, why don't you want this? Why don't you want? Maybe it's because I've already ate. And I'm not hungry. That one is a bone I've had for my whole life.
You know what worked for me, Foxy? And I found this out when I was very young, and my parents and grandparents still give me a hard time about that. I used to say, no, I'm full for that.
Ooh.
And it rattled their mind. They couldn't comprehend. It was just me just saying, no, I don't want that. But
don't
no,
want
and then
I'm,
you go eat
I'm,
something
I'm
else.
I'm full for that. Yeah, and
yes.
I want this, and I'd eat this. And they still bring it up. And I think that's a good way to fucking pivot.
That's great.
It is.
Full
that is
for
good.
That
good
is
job,
great,
Brother Nick.
Yeah, great job, brother. That is
well
good mono,
Nick.
That's great, great mono. Anything else? You guys good in the back?
I'm good back here.
I got a small bone.
There we go.
Just the way that eating a full box of tagalongs makes you feel is my bone of the week.
Too good. Actually, yeah.
Yeah, they're too delicious.
Not taking American Express. That's fucked up.
That is fucked up. You're right. I had to give him my debit card outside of Needler's. So yeah. Bullshit.
Huh.
Yeah, but no, just the, you know, you eat too many and then you're sick.
Tagalongs are the best. Yes, everyone agreed.
I was fucked with the lemon ones.
Whoa.
I still love the Thin Mints.
S'more isn't bad. Thin Mints frozen are solid.
Samoas are great.
Yeah, the Samoas.
Oh,
nice,
yeah. I'm a Thin Mint guy.
Nice change up. You almost feel the cavities brewing as you chew a Samoa.
I can't believe it.
Which I appreciate.
Like Thin Mints are best.
Thin Mints are fucking godsend.
Frozen.
Of course.
Have to be.
Of course, brother.
Top shelf.
I'm surprised a brother, big cookie company freezing. Having, like, trying to take out Girl Scouts.
Bro, it can't be done. No, you can't reproduce that many flavors that good.
They have a massive market or grasp on the cookie market.
And you're an absolute scumbag if you say no to buying Girl Scout cookies.
Anytime you can seasonally sell something, the way Girl Scout cookies have been able to grasp that, they have changed the game.
Better than the Eagle Scout stupid popcorn.
No one eats that bullshit.
Except
all right.
Beal.
We got a pretty loaded FOD, and actually, we wanted to start, like I said, with the videos. This one in particular, this is Bruce Brown's champion, if you will.
Yep, this is the, what was it, You're On a Mish guy.
Yep.
Oh. He's back.
He's back.
This time it is a due to say rise and grind. Bit of a morning theme. Gumpy, we're going to need iMac. Just break the slider. Put it all the way up. And let's listen to what this goon
top has. Top of that morning, top of that morning, top of that morning. Rise and grind. Wake up and smell the coffee. You know what time it is. It's go time. You already know the vibe. You already know what it is. Oh, yeah. You got to have that 2020 vis, kid.
Bruce in his car. On
2020 vis. Eyes on the prize. Before you go about your day today, look in the mirror, stare, and say, you're the future.
You're the future.
You're the child, the chi, the chosen one. It's time to chase my dreams. Look up. Get to get a shot. Get to get a chance. Oh, go catch what's yours. Stay on your mish. The dogs are barking. The dogs are barking. Early bird gets the worm first.
That's good. That ending's good, too. Early bird gets the worm first. He's pretty fucking funny.
Yeah, he's pretty good. Yeah, the barking actually happening and him just rolling it right in there, I really appreciate. But, yeah, top of the morning.
So where's he from? Like, where'd he
Philly.
Come from?
He's a Delco scumbag if I've ever seen one.
Okay, and is he still a Philly guy? Or
That looks like Philadelphia to me. If I'd guess.
It really is like if you took like Bruce's right brain and Mitt's left brain and just slammed them together. Maybe Bruce's right and a half brain and a little bit of left to make
top
up for Mitt
morning.
And just put them together and just say, give me some affirmations.
Top of the morning.
This
top
be the
of
guy.
The morning.
He is good, though. That's a fantastic video.
Very
next.
Great follow-up.
This is a quick little montage Zito made.
This is me on the plane, flight back.
Top of that morning. Rise and grind.
This is about 5:30 a.m.
You know what time it is.
All right, run that back one more time.
Top of that morning. Rise and grind. Wake up. And smell the coffee. You know what time it is.
Was this before or after a giant glass of Jack and Coke slid across that table and fell right in your lap?
God. Oh, that was after like an hour.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Yeah, so we get on the plane home. Definitely pretty hammered already. And just decided I'm going to get into a little mini whiskey bottles. Probably drank one and a half. And then I pass out, as you can see. Sleeping like an absolute gargoyle.
Psycho.
Yeah, sleeping like an absolute freak.
Nut job.
Like I might pass away at any second. And then we had to land or refuel. And when we did that, my Jack and Coke was not secured. It was on the table in front of me. Boom, spilled all over myself. And I kind of just sat in it and kept sleeping, to be honest.
I was directly across from him here. I'm seated just staring at this scene, this animal.
This abomination.
And at one point, we ascended again, and, you know, the plane tilted back a little bit. I was half asleep, and I woke up to about four Coke cans, five empty whiskey bottles just come rushing at me. I thought the plane was going down, even though we were going. I was so confused.
Well, we had a bit of a taxi.
A little bit of a taxi.
I don't know why I was sleeping like such a freak.
I woke up
plane.
To this, and lights. I just and then you happen to do the like the wake up like a mummy thing. And that was perfect.
Yeah, that was right on the money seat. Fantastic work out of you, Bruce. Next.
Thanks. Great night's sleep.
I will say, Foxy, unbelievable at sleeping on a plane. Foxy, you might have slept that entire flight home.
I was out.
I've never seen it like that.
Yeah,
before.
That was impressive.
I actually didn't even know that. You guys were awake the whole time?
The second half.
I dozed off for a little bit on the first leg.
Yeah, then... first leg I fell asleep, woke up upon landing.
Yeah,
I got an hour into basketball, and then nice. I was out the rest of the way.
Nice. That's when I finished episode 4, True Detective.
Nice.
What's this here? We got a guy throwing quarters
out
of the can.
Absolute maniac.
Oh, shit.
With his card throwing. Yeah, it killed the audio because it's just music. You don't need it for this.
Whoa.
But this guy's a fucking assassin with playing cards.
That's Gambit.
Yeah, that is Gambit.
Holy shit.
There is no distance this man cannot throw a card
and cut
your arteries.
There's no way. He definitely sharpens something.
Yeah.
Yeah, no way.
He must.
He has to.
Look at this.
What is this?
Take out a plane?
This is bullshit.
Here you see the full mastery of this man.
Oh,
across the river?
No way.
That's a snipe. Okay.
This isn't real. Those aren't real cards.
They're weighted for sure.
Yeah.
Oh!
That's a fucking cucumber.
Oh, yeah. That's such a nonchalant throw.
Oh, is he going to cut the building in half?
Whether they're weighted or not, just being able to throw something like this efficiently.
Oh, that thing was pretty flimsy there.
I'm surprised he didn't cut his hand off.
Yeah.
That guy's a beast.
Yeah.
What's his name? Good Statham? God Statham?
Is that a shot?
They need to cast him as a bad guy in a James Bond movie.
James Bond, he should be in the Expendables 5 as the fucking main actor.
John this guy Wick should be 6. Working for the government as an assassin.
He should be
probably
in
about
Wick
movies.
6.
He probably is.
John Wick 5, but
we can jump ahead.
We can go all the way to 6. Next, shout out to that guy.
That is a fucking cucumber.
This video was all over this weekend. I don't know if you guys saw it. A lot of different accounts picked it up, like, what would you do if you blah, 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 blah. Might as well just watch it. Fox, I assume you have not seen this.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, this is crazy. Eh bien, moi, ça va, la grâce de Dieu. Voilà, famille, l'eau s'est coupée à la maison. Donc, je suis venu comme ça me laver. So, I'm not sure what he's saying, but I believe he's going to get a bath.
He does go for a nice scrub-a-dub here.
He looks scared.
Nice little scrub.
Well, he's in unfriendly territory. That much we know.
Unfriendly territory. Already got soap on him. Just needs to pop in.
Watch over his shoulder there.
No way.
Yep.
Top of the morning.
That's exactly what that guy's saying.
Oh, no.
And then boom.
Soap in the eyes, too.
No way!
You can see him running behind him, too. Yeah, you can see him running still.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that took over. I will say, it does feel like a work.
Yeah, that's a work.
Certainly.
I was thinking that because of the miss. I'm like, this guy is so smooth. He's a cannibal, by the way. That's the whole point of this. This man is supposed to be a cannibal out in the uncivilized areas of some jungle. And he misses here from, what is that, maybe 15 feet?
Yes.
That feels like that should be dead center right in the back.
Dead center. Also, if you were in that position where the person you're hunting doesn't see you and you're in the water, you're walking up on that person slitting their throat.
Yeah. And also, the guy's not running away with the phone perfectly balanced while running.
Yeah, like he's got his GoPro on a stick and he's just flying out of there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that I think is the kicker. didn't even think about
that. I will tell you, this guy sucks at throwing javelins.
Yeah, he does. And it roped me in. Like, I was genuinely scared.
Oh, yeah. It's terrifying. Yeah. That's why I took over. But I think...
Because there's another one where he, like, pops out of the jungle out of nowhere.
I will tell you this. You don't run away. The best offense is an offense.
I like that.
Yeah.
That is.
Yeah, you got to turn and have some type of weaponry.
And he lost his weapon already.
Yeah, you're
right. He's just painted blue.
True.
If you're the guy
at that point
taking a bath, at that point he's just living on Pandora.
Blue man.
Awesome if he turned around to confront him and the guy just stood still.
He can't see me.
Can't see me. I'm blue. I'm blue and green. He can't see
me. I'm blue. There's no way.
There's no way.
See, I thought a hippo was coming. Yeah, you don't want to fuck with hippos.
Me too. When
hippos kill more people than sharks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially in Colombia, where they are a big time invasive problem.
Figure it out, Columbia. Next. My boy got evicted. I haven't seen this.
Oh!
Holy shit.
Yeah, a little fluffy raccoon just living. I can't tell if he was living in the tree or if he was underground there.
Yeah, you're right. That is a bit of a... Because
the first time I watched, I was like, oh, he's in the tree. But if you watch close, he comes out. I can't tell.
Right there. I don't know where he comes out.
Yeah, it's tough to see.
I think he's in the tree.
Oh, yeah, he's in the tree. There it is. He pops out the side, on the opposite side.
I mean, imagine just chilling. And then your whole ass is tossed.
I'd be so pissed.
6 feet in the air.
Sleeping.
This is fucking Marvel fucking rocket guy.
He's fine. He probably completely fine. That was awesome.
Yeah, he's walking away from that completely fine.
I mean, yeah, he's completely fine, but his entire livelihood has just been taken out.
No, dude, see, he's a raccoon.
All his nuts and garbage are completely destroyed. Yeah.
If you're in an elevator and it's dropping at a dramatic speed and you're about to hit level zero, you jump right at the
bottom. That works.
Yeah,
you still die.
Speaking of elevators.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you just fly up the ceiling?
I don't think he's jumping. I think he is launched.
We were about 20 deep in an elevator in Vegas, and I really thought that something like that was coming. No, I don't know if you guys felt that way as well.
Also, because of how fast the elevator is going, jumping with that amount of force and gravity is like damn near impossible.
Yeah, and if you're high enough, your feet might not even be on the ground anymore. You might just...
Yeah, it might be dropping so fast that you're floating.
I'll redo my calculations.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next. Oh, not sure where this is from.
Head into the waste management.
Waste management. Oh, yeah. These are the lines. Or people just falling.
Oh!
That's it.
Man.
Absolutely brutal.
It sucks, though. She wasn't, wasted.
No.
She still felt like everyone else.
Yeah, that's a tough situation for that. I feel bad for that.
I wonder if she broke her ribs. I genuinely do. Because it is like grass. So you have a chance. But
it's hard.
Probably broke your ribs.
But the amount of times people are walking on that stuff, too, that is basically concrete.
Yeah.
Did she slam her head?
It's hard to tell how hard she hit the head.
Oh. Yeah, she did. Ooh. She did.
And she just lost about a $25 beer.
Yeah, she popped up in a half-hour line, too.
Yeah.
Dude, this golf tournament looked like the biggest hellhole of all time this weekend.
Yeah, anytime you're going to a golf tournament for... Like, not just the golf, but also Arizona, what Arizona brings, and the weather's bad. Mm-hmm. That takes a lot out of it.
Yeah.
And the line videos from this are despicable.
Mm-hmm. I actually didn't see that.
There's one video, I swear, where it is probably 10 wide, and it is a line forever.
And I unfortunately have a feeling next year that tournament's going to look a lot different.
Did you see how much they were charging to sit front row on the 16th green?
Ooh, no. What was it?
$24,000.
Holy shit.
It's a good deal. It's a good deal.
You guys see the Mud Man?
The Mud Man?
Yeah, the Mud Man. I'm trying to find
him. Who lives on Drury Lane?
No, he's just a guy walking around a waste management covered in mud.
Oh, I did just see that guy. I just watched
that.
And
then he falls back into the mud live on video. I'll see if I can find it. Send it easy.
I just watched that. My man looks like one of those times where you know how drunk you are and you are like so mad at yourself for being that drunk.
Yeah.
That's probably what smelled like absolute shit.
Oh,
too.
No doubt about
sit
it.
Sit down.
Steelers.
PSA. Cut sit Trubisky. The fuck down. Wait.
Yeah, we knew that was coming.
Give yourself some time.
Exactly.
Let's save about 8 mil, I guess.
Next.
Bears.
Uh-huh.
Oh, this guy's a nuke.
Gumpy, this is your lad, isn't it?
He's a Newfoundlander, isn't he?
I think so.
This.
Hey, everyone. Even the countries that don't even speak English, let's do a Royal Siren.
That's the best fucking foghorn I've ever heard in my life.
This guy nailed it.
They should bring this guy into a hockey arena, get rid of the sound system, and just put him behind the goal.
Boom.
Anytime a puck goes in, he just...
That's a pretty good rendition.
That was
good. That was pretty good.
But it's special, though, because the gap in his teeth allows the airflow to...
to seep through.
Maximum velocity.
Where does this guy live?
He's a Newfie, I believe.
Oh, so he's Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's a happy tall.
Newfoundland. Oh.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, what the fuck are we watching?
I only want to hear that noise ever again at a hockey game, to your point, Nick.
Yeah, or like if you live in the harbor, you know, you probably hear a lot of that.
He probably hears it. Probably wakes him up.
That
I mean,
was not phenomenal. Bad.
Gumpy nailed it.
Not bad at all.
Brother.
Shout out to this guy and the Newfies. Next. All right, now we that is the video section of the pod. I didn't want to throw anyone off. I just knew that we had that really
top good of the morning.
Video. Yep, top of the morning. I mean, okay, well, let's get right into it.
What?
So this is a text thread. I don't know what this is.
It's a text thread. Guy sent his meat, his big old twig and berries to someone, and it ended up being the wrong number. And the wrong number guy actually played along to try and get to the bottom of why he was getting a random meat pick. And they actually ended up hashing out a pretty good friendship over the whole thing.
Should you want to be Dave, I'll be the dick guy.
Yeah, you could be the dick guy.
What do you think, Christy, winky face?
Wrong number.
Wait, what the fuck? Who's this laughing my ass off? Who the fuck did I just send my meat to, dog? I'm going to kill myself, LMFAO.
This is a man named Dave.
End my fucking life. I apologize, Chief. Certainly not meant for a Dave, LMFAO. I'm going to kill myself. Sorry, boss.
I mean, read at 10:02 a.m. This guy is a fucking horn dog. Are you kidding me?
Do we have the rest
of
the
cock? Are you kidding me?
I just said it.
Yeah, here we go.
Solid cock, bro.
I wish I could blame Christy here. Had fun with her last summer when I was in the U.S. Switched phones and trying to remember her number from memory. Failing, as you can see.
What?
What a move.
This guy.
He didn't even send a feeler.
Is this a work, Foxy?
No, this feels real.
Yeah, this feels real.
I mean,
those across the pond lads, they just sling their meat like it's no one's business.
Sending dick pics based off a phone
number
from memory.
Wish I could
memory.
Blame Christy here.
This is just putting that on a catapult. Yeah,
nice there, piece of meat, isn't it?
Yeah. Thanks, Chief. LMFAO, nice piece of meat, ain't it?
This guy's a loon. This dude might have the biggest nutsack on the planet if he's sending dick pics to phone numbers that he's not even sure are the phone numbers.
There was one more in here. I'm not sure if it's in here, but there was one more page of it. Yeah, here it is. Yeah, good.
You got a big one, too?
I do, but sorry, you aren't seeing it.
No need. He's just wondering, where'd you get my name from? LMFAO.
Your Gmail, bro.
LMFAO, no shot. Okay, tell me, where do I disable that shit? Okay, never mind. Sorry. Brought you too far into this. I apologize, Big Dick Dave. Wishing you luck, bro. If you ever want to see some chicks or compare dongs, hit me up.
What the fuck?
Nice little full circle moment.
This
I
is
think they
nuts. This is nuts.
Yeah,
embrace the friendship. They got a pen pal. They got a big dick pen pal across the pond.
There you have it.
If you guys get a dick random dick pic, do you respond like that guy did?
Calling the cops.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't.
Calling the cops.
I just think there's too much spam nowadays. So that's got to be spam.
Now I will. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. Next.
Just kidding. There's more. What?
I was feeling confident, too, that I got the number, but perhaps I rushed into it thinking with my other head.
Well, man, I hope you get some ass soon. You need it.
What?
You can sense the desperation through the screen, can't you, mate? It will be fine. I'll just nut and go back to being a normal human being. Last question, though, out of curiosity. Oh, this is in the middle, boys.
It's all right.
You got a big one, too?
What the fuck? Yeah,
show me your meat, dog.
Yeah, we read that one too. I'm sick of these guys, fucking pen pal dick friends. Next,
it went too far.
Dick pic photo too far, and that's what it started with. Damn it, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes trailer released, and boy, oh boy,
I had no idea this was still happening.
I'm pumped. So pumped.
So this is number three?
Four.
Ooh, I didn't see three then.
Yeah, so three is, so what does it start with?
Dawn.
Dawn to rise to?
War? Maybe.
War, yeah, because it ends with the war. And now, yeah, this is officially the Planet of the Apes now, Foxy. We've made it that far.
What were they chanting?
Okay.
Like,
Caesar.
Great day to be alive. Something like that.
Something sick.
Oh, yeah, they did have a sweet.
So number one had that one actor. What's that guy's name? I'm blanking.
James Franco.
Yes. And then two. What happens in two?
Two is where they start to take over the world.
Okay, that's what I thought. Those were great.
And then three, they have like this massive war.
Is that Woody Harrelson?
Set off an avalanche.
The general?
Yeah, that's where Woody's the general. And then who's the bad guy in this one? It's a different ape, actually.
I think it's just apes.
Yeah, I think it's this guy. It looks sick.
Yeah.
The movie trailers were awesome Super Bowl Sunday. All the movies look great.
I agree.
This one, I assume the other ones are in here, too. I am glad they're still doing it. To your point, I thought this was
done and over.
But maybe
it's been a nice layoff. They didn't jam this one down our throats like the past. Okay, I might come back and see what it's all about.
Yeah, and I do think that they're approaching that territory where, like, hey, we could remake the old ones.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I think they could say, all right, we're at a point now where the old ones with the technology today would be so much better.
Yeah, we'll get a reboot soon.
Yeah, maybe bring back Mark Wahlberg, something to think about.
Nice.
Next. I assume we might have a couple movies here. Yeah, Twisters. Let's save this one because I know Tony really wanted to talk about Twisters. Ty as well. What do we got here? We got a Wicked Tuna.
Oh, this is
D&B?
I should have talked about this at the beginning. Yeah, Saturday night, went to D&B.
Why didn't you tell us?
Had a little treat with my lady. She had some friends in from back home, so we went out to D&B. Boy, was it maybe the worst service
what?
I've ever
had. What?
Bullshit, dude.
Like phone service?
No.
You don't go to D&B for the service. You go over there for the game.
Yeah, that's right. And then the night did turn around once we went over to the games. My only regret is that I did not stay long enough to acquire enough tickets to get a D&B t-shirt that just says winner across the front, and I was going to wear it today because how else would you guys know that I went to D&B and I was winning, but I wasn't a big enough winner.
At what point did you just give the guy a $20 bill and he would have gave it to you?
I thought about it. I really did, but I got some candy. I got a sweet little mini kickball.
Okay.
And, you know, I will say they stepped up their game in the prizes, too. You can get, some sweet Bluetooth headphones now in there.
Ooh. Nice.
There's all kinds of sweet shit.
So service bad, everything else, fastballs clocking 104.
It's D&B. They were busy as all hell.
Good games.
Kids were in there raising hell. So, of course, I expected a little delay in the food and the drinks, but, man, it was a time.
Let's go.
Great games in there.
What was the best one you played?
Wicked Tuna.
Okay, so
look at that.
Wicked Tuna was phenomenal.
That does look
sick. You see that little Spider-Man game back there?
Yeah.
To the
That's
right.
One of those classic shoot as many coins as you can up onto a ledge, and then the
if
arm
you can.
Pushes the coins towards you,
sure.
And you need them to fall.
Is that Gump playing?
I was cleaning up over there.
Yeah, Gump,
were you there? Why didn't you say hi, dude?
I was dialed in. I didn't have time. I didn't have time to talk to anybody. I was fucking dialed on Spidey.
They got a beer pong game that's pretty electric. You have a minute in 30 balls to make 10 cups.
Oh, I'd be prestige level.
I was going to say, I want to try that.
It's pretty fucking fun.
Who's the lad with the pint?
I don't know that lad, but he's having a great night at D&B, one does.
Built the Wicked Tuna game.
A nice frothy blue moon. Look, over there.
I do love how he came for cosplay. He does look like a fisherman.
Did you play Wicked Tuna?
Yeah, I played Wicked Tuna. I caught a fucking shark.
Damn.
I swear to God, I had a tuna hooked. I'm reeling in, and some great white leaped 6 feet into the air, snagged my tuna, and I had to try to reel it in.
That is big fucking fisherman Fred, though.
Dude, it was electric.
Where is this D&B?
We're all like 86.
All right, I think I'm going to go this weekend.
You should.
That's sweet. Next, I've never seen that Wicked Tuna game. Shout out. all right, so to just kind of preface this video, an AI took a lot of the Hall of Fame basketball players, and if they were white, they made them black, and if they were black, they made them white. And it just so happens that the Charles Barkley white guy is Bill McComas.
Boom.
You can just zoom
hell
in a little.
Yeah, brother.
That is.
It doesn't make – I guess it makes a little sense, but Bill!
Yeah, Bill, can you get out of
like
here?
It's like they took a picture of Beal.
He's behind you.
Put him in a basketball jersey, and they're like, yeah, that's Sir Charles.
What do you think, Bill? Would you be Charles Barkley?
He's coming out there. So a tight shot on
He's nice. Coming to get a close-up view of both.
Here he is.
Just stand by the screen.
With the hat off.
Eating, yeah. Dude.
Just a bucket of trash.
A couple of puke.
Bucket of fucking slop.
SpaghettiOs?
What an asshole.
It looks like maggots. It looks like you're eating holy a cup of maggots.
I love that you brought that out here. You did not have to. You still did.
Of course
Hats
you did.
Off to you.
Could put it down.
I mean, Bill, there is no denying that this does stunningly look a lot like you.
Honestly, it looks better. It looks more like me than me.
It looks more like you than Charles Barkley as well.
That's the scary part, I think, is that they changed none of his facial features aside from the skin color, and it looks exactly like Bill.
I hope one day I get to have a conversation with Chuck.
You have to.
Hey, by the way.
I'm the way.
Thank you, Bill.
Yeah, get those maggots. Get those maggots out.
What is it, actually?
Hold on. Hold it still.
It's chicken soup. It's just got rice, avocado.
What?
It's like a Mexican chicken soup.
Okay.
Oh, tortilla soup?
Tortilla soup, Zed said.
It actually smells pretty good.
So, basically. Yeah, that's Charles Barkley McComas.
What the fuck?
Next.
Holy shit.
Vegas did it again. Z, you said this, right?
Oh, yeah. We drove right past it. We were about to go in. We didn't go in.
Just think of how many divorce dads are in the fucking Cabo Wabo.
This is where they make the house card.
Yeah. Legit.
Framed on the wall.
Yeah, this is the only place that can produce them.
Cabo Wabo.
Cabo Wabo.
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita. Cabo Wabo Cantina located inside Miracle Mile Shops at Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino.
It's
celebrate.
Funny. We actually, when we saw this, we were on the strip, obviously, in a cab, me and Z and Gertie, I believe, and then Talk was in there. And Talk asked the driver, where's the strip?
Nice.
And I believe Zito let him know that, like, we were on the strip. You've been on the strip the entire time that you've been here. And then the cab driver just absolutely fucking killed him. He turned around. He said, yeah, I remember my first 10-milligram gummy.
Oh, I can't believe
he didn't get out and walk the rest of the way.
That's a bomb. Probably because he didn't understand what the joke was. That's awesome.
That is awesome.
I think... People, when they go to Vegas, just expect it to be, like, longer wider. And it's just like, no, it's just one street. And the other thing about Vegas, it's a lot of the same thing just over and over and over again.
Yeah. And there are a lot of resorts off the strip or in old Vegas.
I will tell you, Dana White's fucking little thing he had over there, that thing was, what, like, 30 minutes away?
Yeah, Durango is far. The Durango Casino
was
awesome. Far.
It was nice, though.
That's his little oasis, baby.
I did like it. A little, like, a far removed. I thought it was nice.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
There's Vegas. A fight at Cabo Wabo every single day, I assume.
No doubt. Yeah. No doubt about it. I mean, look at that place.
Its alarm goes off, and everyone goes, like, fight the next person.
It's just full of testosterone, tequila, and pussy.
That light just goes off.
That's Cabo Wabo, baby. Yeah. Next. Some great Super Bowl tweets. Ready for the big game from Oh My God, OMG, it's Birdman. I mean, yeah, that's just that's
the
just
internet
classic.
Was fucking electric.
Internet was
last
hot.
Night.
Yeah,
the For You page had just some 400K like bangers out there. This guy fucked his pizza, didn't he?
Yeah. I think he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately.
The fresh think he put the Mountain Dew tells you what you need to
do. You think
know
he put the fuck me silly on top of the pizza and then went to town?
Maybe, or... Yeah.
Probably drank the Mountain Dew out of the asshole.
Yeah. Exactly. Put the pizza crush in the asshole. Then
top left, what's going on? Is that like a nice dining set?
A French onion soup.
Oh, yeah, no. This guy did this at his parents' house. He's still... Mom, can you please go get my asshole and fake butt out of the closet? I need to take a photo of my
mom.
Dinner.
Where's my fuck me silly mom?
That's just what I assume. Do is a great, great touch.
It is.
Oh yeah.
So that's what ties it together. Next, shout out to that guy. Fucking weapon.
Yes.
Another movie trailer.
Deadpool 3.
And Wamsgams is the man that works. I mean, this is a big Loki movie.
Yeah.
This is all TVA. So
this might save Marvel.
It might save Marvel. If you haven't seen Loki, you're going to have to because basically it seems as though the entire plot is surrounded around the Loki timeline TVA stuff. And it starts off with Ryan Reynolds living in a different world with his wife, who's still alive. And then they suck him out of that timeline and say, you can't do that. And then they basically tell him, like, you're the only one that can save the fucking world. Oh, yeah. And that's how he gets to Wolverine. It's going to be great. Yeah. I mean, Deadpool, personally at least, both the first two Deadpool movies I thought were both fucking bangers.
Yes. They can't miss.
And that rarely happens.
That's Ryan Reynolds for you. That's what you get when you get an A-list actor in a fucking Marvel film, and then they just knock it out of the fucking park. And then you add in a guy like Wamsgans,
who
people are starving for since Succession left. We need more Wamsgans.
Need more Wamsgans.
So you're saying this might save Marvel. So Marvel is dying for someone that might not know.
Oh my God.
I did see a story.
Hemorrhaging cash.
Yikes. They're not going to be doing any like side movies anymore, just main movies.
Yeah, they're talking about bringing back Thanos and all the main guys.
They're hurting.
Because that's how bad it is.
They're hurting.
That's how bad it is, yep.
I will say, though, last Loki, that season was really, really good.
Sick. And it feels like...
And that was them with their arm behind their back because they got to get rid of fucking... What's his name?
Kang. Yeah. Jonathan Majors. It does feel like Wamsgans will be a staple of Marvel.
If he is the next big bad...
I think he is.
If he's a Thanos-level creature, if we get Wamsgans taking over the fucking multiverse, yes, please.
Listen to this, though. How about this? He has a friend. Greg the Egg.
who can turn into an egg.
He needs to be in it.
I think he's going to. I don't know if he'll be the bad guy. I think he's going to be the guy that runs the TVA for the rest of Marvel.
Give it to me.
Yeah, which is great, great news. Obviously, if you're like Foxy and you're not too sure what's going on in Marvel, I'd probably just wouldn't even think about any of it until July 26th and just see this.
Boom.
Next. The rest of it is really, really bad. Christopher Nolan says he has, quote, no guilt about being a Fast and Furious fan. I watch those movies all the time. I love them. You don't need to watch them all in one sitting. It's only the last few where a very specific arc of mythologies develop. I would start with Tokyo Drift. I mean,
Tokyo Drift is fire.
On Chris Nolan to just skip one and start with Tokyo Drift.
That is a little ridiculous.
I think that's messed up, too. I will say.
But maybe, you know, for the modern viewer.
I guess.
No.
I mean,
this
is saving Fast and Furious. Christopher Nolan saying this.
Oh, this is a big get for them.
And that's coming from me. Yeah. And I love Fast and Furious. But them getting Chris Nolan is, I mean, he should film or direct the last.
I feel like there was a direct rivalry between Chris Nolan and, like, those types of movies.
No. I think he has rivalry.
Or is that the other guy?
No, I think he has rivalry with, like, Michael Bay.
Yeah. Yeah, probably the superhero movies. I don't think he's a big fan of.
Same.
Either, but
also,
it's actually
I will
the Avatar
say,
guy
though,
that
you
I'm thinking.
You could
of.
Watch that out of order because the only thing you don't have to know is Vin Diesel at the end.
Yeah.
After the credits.
Just start with the fucking.
You person. Certainly and can watch all of them in any order.
No, you can't.
You can watch first, though.
The Fast and Furious might be my favorite of them all.
You're crazy not saying
Fast.
Is
it the third
five?
One?
That was the third one with Braga.
Yeah.
Braga.
It was kind of the first one that came back after Tokyo Drift was what it was.
So it's technically four, right?
Technically four, but to me it was two.
Fast Five, also fucking sick.
Oh, yes.
Is that the one with Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
Oh,
yeah, that's
yes.
his first
sure
movie.
Sure so is, bro.
Okay.
Brother.
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 The mono that movies on Smash Brother.
The next one's going to be very good, too, brothers.
Yeah, I need to still see the 10th one. Next.
It's very good, brother.
Thank you for that information, brother.
Burger King offering $1 million prize to fan who can devise the best new Whopper.
Bruce, I think you got to get to work here.
Yep, so I think we start with pure Japanese A5 Wagyu beef.
Bruce.
In a fucking Whopper.
I don't think they don't want you to cost the company
to go
millions of dollars.
Best new Whopper. So we're starting.
It should also say most affordable.
I will say, they got to, obviously, I see the crispy onion on this. Just put your own onion rings on it.
Ooh.
No.
Is that a bad idea?
What about peanut butter? I'm not a big peanut butter burger guy, but, like, I know people love that.
Shake
Perhaps
Shack.
Delve
some
that.
Sort of bacon jam.
Shake Shack does a good jalapeno with the crispy onions.
Gumpy, what is it you like from Jack in the Box?
The sourdough Whopper.
Sourdough Whopper.
I mean, I have a good
Jack
idea.
In the Box?
Dude, the if you haven't had a chance, go to a Jack in the Box and look at a menu.
Is there one here?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Nick just had it for the first time.
Yeah, I did not get experience the sourdough, but the way Gumpy speaks of it is if it is like a mythical being.
The sourdough Whopper with bacon is delicious.
Boys. I know I've said this to you before. Never had a Big Mac, never had a Whopper before.
Big Mac, you should try. Whopper, just forget about it. Have you had a Baconator?
No.
Oh, fuck.
I have. Excuse
what about
me.
A bacon mushroom a melt?
No, I've never had that.
Bossy, just have one. Just live your life.
Yeah,
I
realized it like a while ago, and then I'm just kind of like, yeah, I'm just going to stick with this and not have one.
What's
I will
God's
have
order?
One.
No one, you should point. Have one, actually, when you go on vacation.
Yeah.
You should try it when you're time. Not in America.
Somewhere else.
Yes, I actually think you should do that.
You think it'd be better?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
South Africa. I guess I just doxed your vacation. But
diet.
Yeah, an international Big Mac is probably interesting.
Fire, I bet.
That's from
the patty melt.
Box. Yeah, these definitely suck.
Whoops. What they could do with the Whopper is kind of try to maybe cut the patty.
The sourdough jack.
Dignify that with a response.
What the fuck are you talking about, Bruce?
I just don't like the fucking crust bun thing.
I love that bun.
Sourdough is
so
undefeated.
I've had one of these sandwiches at Steak and Shake.
Not
Bingo.
The same.
Bingo.
I've had one of those.
That's exactly what I was thinking of.
Sourdough Jack Brothers.
I love Sourdough Jack Brother.
Thank you, brother. I respect you.
Jack Brother.
Giving us that information, brother.
Thank you for your information of the sourdough sandwich, brother. Next.
What?
Oh, yeah. This guy hit the internet and said, bro, looks like Snoop Dogg and Hulk Hogan combined.
I thought it was Ali G.
Yeah, it's he's got a lot of Ali G in him. Great
Can we
stash.
We call Ty and ask him what he would say.
Oh, yeah, maybe we should save this for next week, too.
Save it.
Should we just call Ty, see if he answers?
He's not going to.
No, he is. No, he will not be able
There's
to.
There's a 0.0.
Let's save it because we could do a nice
we'll just throw
Hulk
back
Hogan.
In there.
Yeah. Yeah. Next. Yeah. Anytime we can get Hulk Hogan.
Are we?
Next.
Are we next week?
No, we are not. Is that the end of the pod?
That's
oh,
the end
shit.
Of the pod.
All right, people. It's been a hell of a NFL season. The NFL season has come to an end, so we will not be here for the next 2 weeks.
Two.
Utah, give me two. But until then, we love y'all. Thank you so much for everything that you have done and for some reason continue to watch and listen. We don't know why. We're glad you do. This show genuinely sucks. So, you know, after this 2 week break, if you guys decide, you know, let's just leave the pod in 2023, we get it.
We don't understand.
You know, it's been a good run, and if you're ready to hang up your cleats and retire, you know, you can just let us know, and we understand, and we wish you the best.
Can we also try something here too?
Sure.
All the potty X, 2 weeks. Send all the things you think that should be in a folder.
Boom.
To the pod.
Okay. We're going to need that. Set DM them to the pod account.
Fucking
no, DM, tweet them at Tone Diggs.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
where you
yeah.
send them.
That too. Tweet them Boom. At Tone Diggs yes. and send them to the pod yep. account. Tone will see them all. He said, actually, he's not doing anything for vacation but checking his Twitter.
I think he's actually going to Pontiac, Michigan.
Yes,
so,
he is.
Nice.
Boom, he is. So
is that a place?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
and that's where Diggs is going to live. Yeah. But seriously, thank you all. We do love you all, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.